It's Tuesday, May 27th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A driver was killed in a three-vehicle collision near Milltown on Friday. Safety tips offered for campfires or burning brush. Federal cuts mean hard choices for those using the SNAP program. And we preview some minor changes for the Aquafest main stage area. A driver is dead from a chain reaction crash caused by wildlife crossing the road. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said the crash happened just before 3:30 p.m. on Friday on Highway 35, just south of Milltown. Northbound traffic slowed for wildlife crossing the road when a northbound pickup swerved to avoid rear-ending the slowing traffic. The pickup had a glancing strike with one vehicle, which caused it to collide head-on with a southbound SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene. The pickup driver had non-life-threatening injuries, and the rear-ended vehicle driver had minor injuries. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 48-year-old Maria Scheider from Grantsburg. The other driver's names were not released. Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. UW Health Adult Trauma Dr. Patrick Shahan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame. And that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way.
Shahan says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed. The Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill would impact Wisconsinites. Here's Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna.
Individuals that are using SNAP benefits or may be enrolled in our Medicaid program are already living on the margin. And small dollar changes, right, force them to make very difficult life choices between choosing healthcare or choosing food, and then will really make it harder for individuals in our state. We ought to think about the economic impact of individuals losing SNAP benefits. They spend those SNAP benefits locally, and reports show for every dollar in SNAP benefits a family receives, there's $1.50 in economic impact. I think retailers can also expect changes.
Hanna says the cuts could cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits. The Aquafest Entertainment area is in the same location it has been in downtown Rice Lake as years past, but due to barricades around the Birchwood Manufacturing parking lot, the main gate and beer tent has been moved slightly. Brian Schultz, event organizer, says everything else will be the same as years past.
Basically, Aquafest is going to be in the exact same spot it always has been for the last 25 years plus. The stage will be set up almost identically in the same place it was last year's. We just don't have access to the Birchwood Manufacturing's parking lot. The beer tent's been moved over to the chamber parking lot. We can make it work wonderfully there. And same size stage, it won't look a lot different in a lot of regards. The VIP areas will be the same. The porta potties will be the same. The food court will be exactly the same. The front entrance of the festival grounds will be on the street in front of Derry State Bank on the street.
Schultz added, bleachers will be replaced by picnic tables. Main Street will be closed from Water Street to Messenger Street starting Thursday, June 5th through 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 8th. Main stage music events are June 5th, 6th, and 7th. Aquafest kicks off this Friday. For more information and the full schedule, visit aquafestonline.com. That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.